Thanks for coming back to Overtime on Off the Record with Dave Masseron, the state's budget director for Governor Whitmer. And Stephen, how about a question for OT? Here we go.
Dave, you've referenced a couple times this idea of the new reality that we're going to face post-pandemic. I wonder if you can give us a little sort of thumbnail of what the sort of highlights of that different world are going to be like from a state budget perspective. What are the things that we just aren't going to be able to count on anymore? What are some of the new things that we will have to account for because of all the damage that was done here?
You know, I mean, I think from a budget standpoint, well, I'd start with, obviously, we lost so many people. We're all going to have to account with the trauma of losing our colleagues, our friends, our neighbors, for some members of their family. And that's going to mean that there's going to be probably heightened demand for our kids in particular, for mental health services, as we try to come to the other side of this pandemic. But just the way that people do business is going to fundamentally shift. And that means the competitive nature to have industry and workers here will shift, right? You won't necessarily have to have your employees located in a headquarters. They'll be able to be more dispersed. And therefore, the amenities that a community have become more important. And the choices people make become broader, which then means the competitive environment becomes more. And then when we think about our employees, you know, some people in this recession or this pandemic and the resulting recession that came have done worse, but some have done better. And we have to figure out how we're going to help those that are going to be displaced and maybe permanently displaced as a result of the pandemic find a way to meaningfully participate in the economy. And that's going to take investment in skills for how we're going to operate going forward.
Lauren.
Director, of course, you're obviously focused pretty exclusively on Michigan, but have you been paying attention at all to the processes that other states have been going through in terms of allocating this federal funding? And is Michigan an outlier in terms of the conversations that have been happening surrounding this money? Are other states also having similar disagreements about how to spend it?
You know, I obviously can't speak for all states, but I think we're an outlier. Most states understand, for example, rental assistance, you know, it's run pursuant to a set of federal rules. You send the money out so people can stay in their home and can have some housing stability and pay their utility bills. Food assistance, the federal government specifies most of those rules there, and most states appropriate or don't even have to appropriate that kind of money. They just implement the programs. So yeah, we're certainly an outlier. Most states are just trying to deploy these funds to make sure people have help and assistance during the pandemic while they need it, and to make sure that the states and the local healthcare providers can get us to the other end. So yeah, we are an outlier, and it's unfortunate. Again, though, I focus on the fact that this bill that passed this week and the governor signed is going to enable us to continue to operate and to take advantage of some of these funds and start getting those programs running.
Chad.
Dave, is the state taking a look at its own workforce and maybe reevaluating who actually comes back permanently back to an office space? Or could we see some kind of a hybrid mixture within the workforce, the state government, that might, you know, require downsizing, getting rid of some leases in Lansing, or taking up less space at Cadillac Place in Detroit?
I know that the director of the Department of Management and Budget has talked about that. I think all of us are going to have to think about how we operate going forward. I think it's probably too soon to tell what the impact will be on the state workforce, just like what the impact will be on individual companies. I will say, starting a job in a pandemic with an entirely new staff and not being able to see and sit in room as you meet the new people that are absolutely exceptional professionals, but it's just so much more difficult. So obviously there's gonna need to be in person again. I don't think there's any doubt that that will occur. How that happens and the course it takes, I think, is going to take time as we kind of adjust to the new reality and the accelerated cultural acceptance of remote work.
Mr. Masseron, I know you don't like hypothetical questions, but assume that you get done with this program this morning and you get a phone call from the governor this afternoon and she said, Dave, you know, I'm running for re-election next year. Let's find a way to give some of this money back to the taxpayers in Michigan. And you would say?
You mean with respect to the new money we're getting? Sure. I would say that, you know, well, obviously it's the governor and the governor's budget. So, you know, if she were to call and say that, you know, we would look at programs that could do that. But I think we have to be mindful of the fact that there are limitations as to how this funding can be used. For example, the federal government has told us we can't use it for pension contributions. And the federal government has also told us we can't directly or indirectly use it to provide tax cuts or tax relief on a temporary basis. So, to answer your question, I think we need to look at all of the different programs that could be invested in and then come up with the best plan. I'm hopeful that we'll do that at a table with the legislature. And, you know, I'll continue to reach out and ask for that opportunity to do so.
But you would concede that with this federal money coming in, it takes some of the pressure off of the state's general fund, correct?
It takes some of the pressure off the state's general fund temporarily.
All right, so therefore, you could go into the state's general fund to find that money for her election year tax give back to the people. Is that not a fair statement?
I think that's not a fair statement. The language is very specific that we can't directly or indirectly provide tax relief with this funding. And I think if we tried to substitute $1 for another, that very much is an indirect attempt to get to where we want to. Because from what you're saying we would take an existing expenditure and backfill it with the federal money and then use our general fund to send it out. That strikes me as an indirect use of the funding for a tax cut. The Department of Treasury at the federal level will be issuing guidance and we'll know more in the coming days and weeks on what our flexibility is with respect to this funding.
All right, we have time for one more question. Stephen, please.
So tax receipts, business development, when you think out 18 months from now, what scares you the most about the things that may not hold up the way that they did before?
You know, honestly, what scares me the most is that we don't make use of this federal money and our competitor states do. And they end up at a competitive advantage. And it's going to be so much easier now to move workforce and economic development because of the advancements in technology and the way people work remotely as a result of the pandemic. Also, that we have a lot of pain economically and health-wise that our populations face. If we invest early and now by using these federal dollars, we can emerge in a stronger position to be successful. And we need to figure out how to do that. And right now, I am worried that we don't have a rational process to do it between the governor's office and the legislature. And I'm going to continue to invite the legislature to participate in that process.
Finally, Mr. Masseron, what are the chances that you'll be completely left out of this budget process?
I mean, I would hope that there's no chance I'll be completely left out. Even in the supplemental, we had conversations with the legislature, and you can see that there were changes made to the bill to enable DHHS to continue to operate. There was additional funding added at the last minute to the SNAP program so that we could load people's bridge cards with food assistance they were entitled to. So hopefully it's a more formal process where we can provide input. But I don't think that there's any chance that we would be completely left out of the process. But I certainly would like a healthier way of doing this that doesn't result in as many kind of acrimonious moments as we've had over the last few weeks.
So finally, that advice you got 3 years ago, was it correct? On doing off the record?
You know, it was a good time, Tim. I'll see how my 3-year-old feels when I make him sit through this. So,
beautiful. Mr. Master, always fun to be with you. Thank you for joining us. Also, our thanks to Stephen. Nice to have you back on board. Also, our thanks to Chad and Lauren. Everybody have a safe and restful weekend. See you next week.